At the end of 2019, the Bureau of Land Management leased out more than 37,000 acres of land in northern Park County for potential oil and gas drilling. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports some are alarmed about the recent spike in land available for oil and gas and what that means for the area's unique wildlife.
I've just rolled onto Ken and Kathy Lichtendahl's property in Clark. Clark is north of Cody and just south of the Montana border, nestled right on the edge of the Shoshone National Forest, which borders Yellowstone National Park. Kathy and Ken have lived here for over 25 years. They're worried about the elk that winter nearby and how new energy development will affect them. Apparently, it's not that hard to find them.
Let's go see the elk. Now, it's a little bit of a hike.
So we head out and are soon overlooking a valley dotted with elk. Kathy points to a parcel of land that could see oil and gas development soon. She's particularly worried about its impacts.
That's where the elk go to calve. There's a golden eagle nest right over there in that cliff that has been active for years and years and years and years. There's coyote, there's mule deer, there's pronghorn.
For the Lichtendahls, they're not opposed to oil and gas, but they want it done responsibly.
It just seems like there should be a way to not offer quite so much land up for leasing right in the middle of such important habitat.
In Wyoming, it's a lot more common to see development in the northeast part of the state, not here. But as of 2 years ago, it started to pick up in this area with a particularly sensitive ecosystem. People like the Lichtendahls just want to make sure the agency overseeing the process are ensuring the protection of wildlife. The BLM says they are doing that. They do a ton of analysis that includes reports submitted by the Wyoming Game and Fish, who determined the only regulation for these parcels was related to the active raptor nest, saying no surface use is allowed within 1/4 of a mile of an active nest. Impacts to the elk habitat are not addressed, says Amanda Withroder. She's with Wyoming Game and Fish.
When we took a look at those parcels and overlaid them with our wildlife layers, that was not something that we flagged as being an issue.
The BLM says lack of consideration around certain wildlife doesn't come from nowhere. There are many steps in the environmental review process. If there are new concerns raised by the public or another agency, they will consider it in the permit application to actually drill, says Courtney Whiteman.
We'll also check to see if, like, anything has changed or there's new considerations or if there's any other kind of restrictions or guidelines we need to put on that proposed development.
The Lichtendahls hope that the BLM will consider the elk herd in the permit application process. But it's hard for the Clark community to trust the BLM and developers because of a well spill in the area back in 2006. It contaminated the river. Ken Lichtendahl again.
If we learn from it, it has a high probability it'll turn out well in the future. If we don't, we'll see more and more. So I think we need to use history and learn. I think BLM wants to do it right.
In the end, it comes down to how much the developers will actually follow those best practices set by the BLM. The parcels in question for the Lichtendahls have been leased to two small developers, so only time can tell what will happen. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.